Before I begin this story, I need to ask you all a question. Who here has ever been in love? That's a lot of people. A lot of people who've been in love. Well, then this is definitely a story for you. There was once a man in Orkney who would not take a wife, and the people of that island gossiped of this fisherman. Some would say he's waiting for the perfect girl, and some would say that boy's a fool. And so others, well, maybe there's something wrong with him. You know what I mean. But if you asked him to his face why he did not wed, he'd say to you, a man has enough already trouble in his life without adding to it the trouble of a wife. But then one eve, it happened. At the midsummer dance, he saw her cross the flames. She held him in her glance. She was shapely and lively, with fair hair and eyes. And I swear to you, upon my heart, this is what happened next. Her stare pierced his eyes and bored two holes in his skull. Then it wrapped itself around his brain and crushed it into mush. From there it slithered down his spinal cord, found a way in his stomach. That's where it punched a hole through his ribs, where it found his heart and smushed it to tomato soup. And that was the moment that he knew. And he sighed. Oh, do you remember when first you saw their face? When you heard their voice, held their hands, or when first you shared a dance? Do you remember that wonderful moment when you knew and you sighed all together? Now let me hear you sigh. Let me hear you sigh like your very first time. All together now. Feels good, huh? So they shared a dance beside the flame, and they made their own fire that night. And I wish for all the world that was the end of my tale. He awoke in the morning and found he was not alone. A smile spread on his face when in the corner he spied a sealskin white as snow. And that was the moment that he knew, and he sighed. Oh. Now, if you do not know what the Selkies are, they are a magic race. For when they swim in the sea, They are as seals. But when they step on land, they can shed their skins and walk among us as women and men. They may share our joys, share our woes. They may love us for a time, but always they return to the sea. So we had a choice to hold on or to let her go. What could he do to lose her or to earn her hate? He'd just found her. No, he could not let her go. So he took her skin and hid it where she'd never look. Then went back to bed to hold her until the tears began. She wept, she begged, she pleaded. She bit his hand and threatened his life. But through it all, he would not budge. He could not let her go. So day by day, she searched less and less. She stayed. They fell in love. They wed. They had a family. But through it all, she felt naked without her skin. And so one day, years later, she sat with her youngest son, who told her he'd seen his father with a seal skin behind the shed. So she sat with the boy. She kissed him goodbye, for she knew her time to go was many years since gone by. So she retrieved her skin. She ran down to the shore. But the fisherman, he saw her there. He gave chase. He caught her hand. He said, "How could you leave us now? I know what I did was wrong. But you have a home here now. You have a family. How could you leave us now?" She said, "It's been 8 long years since I left my home. And I hear the waves calling each day. I have 4 children by land, yes, but still 5 by sea. What would you have me do? I love you. I do. But I cannot stay with you." So he held her tight. He kissed her one last time. And then the fisherman stood and watched as the one he loved returned to the sea. "Have you ever had to let go of somebody whom you loved when what you wanted and what they needed were not the same? And the people, they tell you to move on. That your heart is still in pain. Just remember, the ones we love are in every sigh we make. All together now, let me hear you sigh. Let me hear you sigh. like you still do sometimes. All together now. So that was a story for you.